I'm going to speak with you on the subject of a lawyer's defense of Christianity. There are two preliminary questions we want to deal with right away. First of all, why should anyone want to defend Christianity? And secondly, why anyone would want to know how a lawyer defends Christianity? In the December 21st issue of Maclean's Magazine, an important scholarly source, as you know, the statement is made, quote, "Even in a multicultural society such as Canada's, Jesus continues to be a compelling personality nearly two millennia after his death," unquote. I have no idea what a multicultural society has to do with this, but there's no doubt about the fact that Jesus remains a compelling figure. He represents the longest biographical treatment in the Encyclopedia Britannica. Of all the people who have ever lived in history, he gets the longest treatment in that volume. Dorothy Sayers, the author of the Lord Peter Wimsey detective stories, did an essay some years ago in which she said, "I cannot understand why sermons are so dull and why in general churches are so dull. As a novelist, if I were given the kind of plot that you get in the Bible, I would be ecstatic because of the sheer power of it." The Bible tells that as a result of the hideous mess the human race has managed to make of itself, God in his love and grace came down to earth in the person of Jesus Christ for the sake of saving the people on this grubby little planet.